Well, let's go back a little bit since at least the Maggid share, maybe some members of the share slept through the end of share.
What's that? What was it? Subtle hint? What?
We are. We're going to start from Yud Beis Amud Aleph at the bottom. Yud Beis Amud Aleph. Yeah. Well, it's time flies. For 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 lines to the bottom. Amrei Bavar Mela. Bavar Mela said, "Mantanu Shemeres Yava." Uzatanu said that you can make a woman who's a sota take an oath that she was not mizana when she was a Shemeres Yava, when she was in a state of waiting for Yibum. Rabbi Kiva, it's Rabbi Akiva. Must be Rabbi Akiva. The Kiva Amar Yeshmam is Rabbi Yavama, who says that if a Yavama is licentious, is adulterous, then the child is a mamzer. Amar Rabbi said, not true. Ma ichbas le mamzer, what do we care about mamzerus kabe kinui vis-a-vis kinui? In other words, you're assuming that only if the flip side is mamzerus, then can the adultery be tested by via kinui and stira? Not necessarily. The Torah said, "Vikineis ishto," you can be mekane your wife. You can level against her a warning, not to exclude herself from somebody. And it doesn't just have to be your wife. Afilu miktsas ishto. I think we're darshing the word s. Right, bikini asishto, even if she's partially your wife. So therefore, kinui, the warning leveled against the yavama, also works. Now, truth is, it's not really accurate here, because we're not leveling a warning against the yavama. Rather, this is a Gilgul Shvua type situation, right? There's a case where we're making her take an oath and drink the waters because of a situation where the kinui was delivered after the full marriage and the stira was after the full marriage, not in the state of Yibum, but we're saying that you can even be Magalgel, you can retroactively make her take an oath on potential znus, which she committed while she was Yavama, because of the potential of a kinei zishto, even if she's a partial wife. Okay, so that's enough to be relevant to the parish of Soita.
What if she refuses to take...
That she doesn't drink, she gets divorced without a clue.
Even though she was never...
Right. Because once she's in doubt, you know... Yes, even though she wasn't warned. If she refuses to take all the oaths, even those that are coming on her as a result of being schlepped in, piggybacked on, that's enough to divorce without a ksuba. Okay? Says the Gemara, Rabbi Simi, Rabbi Simi said, Velochen and Rabbi Yanai, did not Rabbi Yanai say, Nimu, Shloshim, and Kamiskeinim, 30 and some odd elders got together, and they voted. They came to the conclusion. Minayin shen kiddushin toifsin b'yavama. How do you know that marriage does not take effect against the yavama? Meaning that a foreign fellow, not her yavam, cannot marry her. Tam lomar lo tia eishes hameis chutzo lizar. It says that the wife of the dead guy should not go out to a foreign fellow. Now this is all, we haven't yet gotten to the point where this, to the point of why this discussion being cited here. That's going to come in a few more lines. In the meantime, we continue with this drasha. She should not have the capacity to engage in marriage with somebody else, even though she's a yavama, is only nisr lav, the negative command without penalty of death. Nevertheless, she cannot contract the marriage with any outside individual.
Says Gemara, Amalei Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan said to Rabbi Yanai, V'lo mas nisai, is it not a brisa? It says, or a mishnah, it says, La'acha she'achlo tzal yivamech, if somebody says, I want to marry you after your yivama gets rid of you, does chalitza in you, enim kudeshas. That other guy cannot marry her. The guy who asked to marry her while she was still a yavama, now he can't marry her then when she's not a yavama, but he cannot even arrange for marriage to take effect after she gets chalitza. So we see here that obviously marriage cannot be contracted with a woman who's a yavama. Says the Gemara, "Yo Rabbi Yana Mekalisli." Rabbi Yana praised Rabbi Yochanan Tadilt. He said, "Hazolim zot mikis."
the gold spills from their pockets. Bona bni ayaliza me'anecha. My son, let them not go away from your eyes. Chachem bni v'samach libi. Be my son, you are smart, and my heart rejoices.
Give a wise man and become even wiser. A wise man will hear and he will add on his own understanding. So obviously he was wondrously impressed that Rabbi Yochanan find this in the Mishnah.
Yeah, needless to say, Reish Lakish was upset about that. Rabbi Shimon Lakish harumphed.
After all these psukim of praises are said and done, Yahu Patra, we can reject Rabbi Yochanan say and say that Mishnah which says you cannot contract kedushin with a woman who is the yavam of somebody else is going to Afka Korn Rabbi Akiva.
Because our keeper is the one who says it's mamzeris by Yavama. And the flip side would be to deduce that, therefore, marriage with an outside agent, with an outside person, cannot take effect with Yavama.
Says the Gemara. Now, why do we bring this all down? Why is this relevant here?
So says the Gemara via Sivne. Nobody knows exactly what to do with these next lines. I'll try and more or less learn more or less the carbonated, but not quite. Because I'll add in a gears to change from the Mashbiach, which changes slightly what's going on here. Via Sivne, that let's reject Reish Lakish. And let's say, Ma ichbas leil mamzer. What do we care about mamzer? Gabe, and here it says kiddushin, but it should be kinui, according to the Mashbiach. And that's the same thing it said in Rav Rauf. The mamzer gabe kinui. What does mamzeres have to do with kinui? In other words, it could be that a person is a mamzer, born from the union of a yavama with the shuk, with the marketplace. Could be not. What does it have to do with kinui? Right, we said in Rav Rauf, it's only two that you can do kinui to a woman, even if she's not fully your wife, again, because it says here in the parentheses, Hatorim Rabikina Kines Ishto, you can do warning to your wife, Hasilu Mitzas Ishto, and even on episodes which occur where she was partially your wife. So what the Gemara is trying to prove is that since Mamzerus and Kinui are not contingent on each other, so therefore, perhaps we could say that Mamzerus and the application of Kiddushin are not contingent on each other as well. And this really makes a lot of sense, because according to Rabbi Akiva, you have many cases where Kiddushin works, but there's since it's Chayav Elavin, there's Mamzerus, right? The cases which come to mind are a case where a man contracts a marriage I guess Grusha V'chalutz of Kohen Hediot would be a good example. He doesn't say it by Kohen Hediot, right?
Kiddushin's not Tofus. That's the real Kiddushin of Kiddushin. That's not Tofus B'chayav Elavin.
Is that so?
I believe so. And that's why the mamzer results. Because the mamzer is just like it's a result of the fact that Kiddushin's not Tofus. It doesn't.
It's an invalid kedushin. Oh. Corbinator doesn't say like you.
Well, hard to talk to him about it. You do not know what he says.
Right.
It's a mouthing of promise.
Maybe only by Yibum. Maybe that's what Corbin is trying to say. By Yibum, Dafka. Is that true?
I believe so.
Where is it?
Yeah, well, you probably had the end of Velma in Rishami then, too.
No. Well, if you learn like you're proposing, one has to learn the Gemara differently. The carbon Ada does change the gears very dramatically and very severely here. It would work with what you're saying. He says that it could be, he says they're just, he wants us to change the Gemara, take out the parentheses as the Gemara did. Of course, generally when you find a parentheses in the Yerushalmi, it's because the carbon Ada took something out. So he wants to say, V'sinim ma'ich basli mamzer gabi kiddushin, and it means that Yibum, it's a case where Mamzer is Typhus Bachavilav, and I guess one would say even Kon Rabbi Akiva, because it says Isha, even Miktas Isha, even a partial wife, and Yivama can be partially married out Lashuk. That's how he wants it in a carbonated, which would work out to be only a special exception by Yibum, according to you, not by anything else. But I wanted to say that again, I want to say that what the Gemara is trying to say is that since Mamzeres and Kinui are not connected to each other, so too we could say that Mamzeres and Tfisas Kedusha are not connected to each other. And it could be that you have a woman with whom Kedushin can be enacted, contracted, but nevertheless the Kid would be a Mamzer. So therefore you need a special limud, the 30th Kedim, to come along and tell you that Kedushin doesn't work nonetheless. That was a special drush, which the 30s came at the top of the page, to say, that Yivama is also Asulashuk. Otherwise, it'd say that the Yivama is either Asur or Muteres Lashuk, based on. You couldn't say it's contingent on Mamzerus, is what I'm trying to say. But you could say that Mamzerus takes effect, even though the Kedushin is Teufis. Again, this is assuming you're not correct. That the Kedushin, that the Mamzerus is there, even though there is Kedushin. Because as long as the Chayav Elav, and despite the fact that Kedushin doesn't take effect, nevertheless, there's Mamzerus there. So therefore, the Gemara is saying, the only way we know, even if we say there is Mamzerus, that Kedushin is not applicable, is only if we say that we hold like these 30s Kedim who said there's no Kedushin by Yavama. Otherwise, no way of knowing it. So Gemara is actually saying, tried to push off Reish Lakish. Reish Lakish tried to say, maybe that Mishnah would say that if you want to marry a woman after, who's Yavama, the marriage should only take effect after a Chalitza. We said maybe that Mishnah is going to Rabbi Akiva. Now the Gemara is trying to say, even if you want to say it's going to Rabbi Akiva, it's not going to do you any good. Because even Rabbi Akiva might hold that Kedushin is Toyface, despite the fact that he makes Mamzerus by Chayav Elavin. Maybe Kedushin still takes effect by Chayav Elavin. So therefore, the only way he knows that it doesn't take effect here by Yavama is because he has a darshan in the Pasuk on top, Lo Siyesh HaMesechutz HaLish Zor Yavama Yavah Olah. Right? So therefore, when Rabbi Yochanan said, the Mishnah tells us that already, you can't say that Mishnah's Rabbi Akiva, because it was Rabbi Akiva, because not necessarily, I'm sorry, it's not, you can't say it's necessarily Rabbi Akiva, not Rabbanan, or you can't even say that according to Rabbi Akiva, you wouldn't have a problem, not Rabban, you wouldn't have a problem with the Mishnah, because also Rabbi Akiva would have to say that Kiddushin might be Toifes by Yavama. If Kiddushin is not Toifes, it must be as a special Kiddush, both according to Rabbi Akiva and according to Rabbanan, that since she's already partially married to somebody else, to the Yavama, she can't get married to a guy from the Shuk. To the Yavama. Okay? Is that clear? Relatively clear? At all clear? Again, assuming your premise is not correct, and it could be that I'm incorrect, I grant you that, but assuming your premise is not correct, so what the Gemara is saying is that when we say even at Mishnah, which says that you can't be a Mekadesh woman after Chalitza, right? You can't be a Mekadesh woman that should take effect after Chalitza. Even that Mishnah could not be explained solely on the basis of Rabbi Akiva, because Rabbi Akiva just says, there's Mamzer Mechayav Elavin, but he doesn't say, Ein Kiddushin Toifsin Mechayav Elavin. So again, that's how I want to explain it. If you can show me that he holds that Kiddushin are not Toifsin Mechayav Elavin, according to Yerushalmi, then I'd be up to Kriyuk with my Pshat. Okay? Says the Gemara, Shemeres Yom Shizinza. Hashmez Yavam, who went and she was adulterous. Rabbi Lezer Omer. Now, you know, there are a lot of good, everybody changes the gear, so somehow or another here. I'm going to learn like the Gilly in Ephraim, who changes this Muteris to Asura and the Asura in the next line to Muteris. Okay, so Shomez Yavam Shazinsa, Rabbi Lezer Omer, Asura Lebesis. Now let's go back to her Yavam. Shem Levi Omer, Muteris Lebesis. She's allowed to go back to her Yavam. Rabbanan Omrim, the Gilly Ephraim actually takes up those words, which mean the rabbi said. Rabbanan said, Lo ken amar Rabbi Yaakov bar Yida Acha b'sheri Lezer. Then Rabbi Yaakov Acha said, name Rabbi Lezer, Shemes Yovam Shemesa. If Shemes Yovam dies, Mutar b'imu, you're allowed to marry your mother. Which, of course, would be an Arias, where you actually to have been married to her. So it must be, you're allowed to marry her mother, that she doesn't affect her relatives, right? As long as she's Shemes Yovam, right? So if she doesn't affect her relatives, as long as she's not fully married, so must be we say Ein Zika. So if we say Ein Zika, why should she become Osir if she's Mizana? If there's Zika, so I understand she's rebelling, so she become Osir if she's Mizana. But there's no Zika, what should make her Osir if she's Mizana? Right? So says the Gemara. Actually, Mark doesn't answer this question. Mark goes on and says, begin the Ninon. Since we learned Zakah Koshiti Boya Velote Asura Lo Lawyer Bashani Bo, it says that if you this Mishnah, it says anytime if she had Bia, she would not become Asur as a result. So when he gives her the Gilgul Shvuah, when he rolls upon her all the potential other Shvuah she has to make, he can't roll upon her one which would not make her Asur. Like, let's say, you know, to make her take a Shvuah on the time when she was single, and she not be a then, that kind of shvuah you can't make or take, right?
Single, but not
Shemeres Yoan,
or not?
No, single mom, right. Kol she asura lo name. Anytime she had a relationship, she wouldn't become also. He wouldn't.
That's an obvious statement. It was never even in the Mishnah.
What?
This wasn't the. Why would one even assume that that would be a Gilgul Shvuah? That's never come up until now.
Because she was licentious.
Yeah, but she was single. She was undetached.
She's still not a nice girl.
Right.
So make her take a shvuah, she was a nice girl. You want to say you can't.
Yeah.
Right? So, So since we are crushed by Vlotia Sura Loya Masnaimba, since we learned the principle anytime she will have relations and she will not become ulcer to him, he will not make a condition with her. I'm drawing a blank. I just explained that a minute ago and I forgot what they said.
You can't add on a Gilgul Shvuah when she was.
Thank you. I'm out of shrink that.
So
kindred thing on you. The Zach Closet says, Koshi Boy Veloti Asura Loya Masnema. You can't make a Gilgul Shvuah. You can't roll upon her Shvuah case, which is not Osritzer. Like before she was married. Matan Adamasisa, who said this, Bryce? Laura Bonon. You're going to say it's not Rabonon. It should be said Velo. It should be El Rabbi Akiva. When I say that this is going like Rabbi Akiva, this Brisa, which this Brisa says that all
this Brisa says that you can't make this Gilgul is only going like Rabbana and not like Rabbi Akiva, according to Rabbi Akiva, Masna, anything. Obviously not. Elokeini, right? This way. Madamar Muteris the base, so he says she's allowed to go back home. The Rabbana. Udelo Rabbi Akiva. That's like Rabbanan, and not like Rabbi Akiva. Why? Because Rabbi Akiva sees the Chayav alive, and she can't go back home. She's also to her husband. Man Marsula Beisayu says that she's forbidden to her husband. Man Marsula Beisayu Rabbi Akiva, it should be Virabbanan. It's Rabbi Akiva, and instead of Delo Rabbanan, it's Virabonan. So, what he means to say is that
It's a little bit choppy. But what he means to say, the girl in Ephraim, is that this Mishnah, which says that Zakla Koshi Boy of Lotte Asura Lo. I totally forgot what's going on here. One second.
It's simple. Okay, very easy. No mistakes. Beginning at the end, let's go back to that one which I played, sorry, blanked out before. Beginning at the end, because he learned Zakla, Koshi Boy of Lotte Asura Lo, Loya Masnemo. Look, he can only be Magago Shvu on her, on something which would render her Osir. But said in our Mishnah explicitly, he can render a Gilgul Shvu on her for being a Yavama. Aha! So what does it tell us about Yavama Shazinsa? If you can be Magalgal Shvu on her, he can't be Magalgal Shvu on her what she did when she was a promiscuous teenager. But he can be Magalgal Shvu on her for what she did when she was Yavama. So what does it tell us about Yavama? That Yavama must be, she's Mizaneh. What? She can be Magalgal Shvu on her on what she did with Yavama. So it must be that Yavama's Mizaneh is what? No? Usher! Usher! No?
Yeah.
Okay. What happened there?
For Usher.
So the kasha is.
Should have given us multiple choice.
Yeah. Exactly. So Koshu Babalti says Usher, says the word Usher. Loya Masseba. My Tana Hora Masisu. This is the author of this price of. Laura Bonan El Rabbi Akiva. When I say it's not Rabbanan, it's called Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Yisrael, obviously this Mishnah is a Stam Mishnah. Who's he going to say? What are you going to say? It's Rabbi Akiva? Not Rabbanan? Obviously it's Rabbanan. So Rabbanan would say that a woman who's Yavama is Osir. That's what it says. So that's explicitly like Rabbi Lezer. Again, according to the way Dillian Ephraim changed Girsa, Lezer says Asur, Rabbi Yishuv Levi says Muteris, right? So Manda Mar Muteris Lebeisa, he who says that she's Muter to her house, that's a problem. He could be working out the Rabbanon, the Rabbanon of the Loker Rabbi Akiva. Could be that he could say somehow that. Maybe somehow he's not going to work out with the Mishnah, but the man that says Muteris the Beisa, that could go like Rabbanon, but not like Rabbi Kiva for sure, because the Kiva is Chayav Elav, it's for sure going to be for forbidden. Anytime she's Mizana for such a situation, she can't go back to her husband. The key is this line. Punchline is Mana Masula Beisa works so much better. It's Rabbi Akiva. And here the Gilgal Ephraim makes the final change, Ve'Rabbanon. Because Asur Lebeisa works out best with both Rabbi Kiva and Rabbanon. Asur Lebeisa, like Rabbi Kiva, who understand, right? Because Rabbi Kiva holds, there's Mamzerus here. So obviously Rabbi Kiva logically would hold that if she's Mizana, which she's a Shomeres Yavam, which creates a Mamzer, that she must be also to Yavam. And it also works out like Rabbanon, because Rabbanon said this Mishnah. This Mishnah would say that Zakhlah, that the only time we do Gilgul Shavuot, which is Osir, that Mishnah, we're much happier if the author of that is not Rabbi Akiva, but Rabbanan, because it's Stam Mishnah. So, of course, the Mandam who says that Shemaras Yavam is Osir Lebeisa, is Muteris Lebeisa, sorry, he's going to say, well, that Mishnah, which is Machmir, and says you can be Magal Gul Shavuot and Shemaras Yavam, that's going to Rabbi Akiva. But that's Shver. What's much better to say? That both Rabban and Rabbi Kiva and Shemaret Yavam is Asur Lebeisa. And that's why it can be Magalgo Shvuaner, and it's much more glatt to say like that than to say the other way. So if it's more glatt to say like Mandomer Rabbi Lezer, who says Asur Lebeisa, because then this Mishnah of Gilgul Shvuah works, as opposed to say that Muteris Lebeisa, because then the Mishnah of Gilgul Shvuah would only go work according to Rabbi Akiva, who you would have to say argues in Rabbanan. Okay? Rabbi Yarabe says, nevertheless, after all said and done, Shemetz Yom Shazinsa Muteris Lebeisa. I, the Mishnah, it's going to be Akiva. Shemetz Yom Shemutza Betanike, and with some, we learned like this, a nice svoga in this, V'nela Me'ene Isha.
It has to be hidden from the eyes of her husband. It's interesting, drasha. The sight from the eyes of her husband, not the eyes of the yavama. So that's not going to be enough of a rebellion to ask her against the yavama. And not only that, Rabbi Yaakov was not the even stick, so he said further, amazing statement. The woman, the yavama, was a kohenis. Now it's the yav, not that she herself was kohenis, but she was Misya Bemis, going to be Misya Bemis to a Kohen. He threw a base on, they allowed it to be Misya Bemis. It's amazing. Chiddush Chaitar says it brings down some Mishnah who passed like this. I didn't look up in Shulchan Aruch to see a passing like this. So that means that Shemes Yom Zaneh, she doesn't become a Zoyna. She's just, you know, like a Kedesha, promiscuous, but not actually forbidden. It's pretty much like Ein Zika. It probably would show Ein Zika, but I don't know if we're tied down to that. Because look, it gets into a technicality here. Because it says, Nela Me'en Eishav Lo Me'en Yevama. So it could be Ein Zika, but the bonds are not strong enough. Because remember, that what Asus and Eishav see is that she rebels against her husband. So maybe these husbandry bonds are not yet strong enough. Bonds are not yet strong enough for her to be called a true rebel.
So, how do they go against the
Rabbanan,
the authors of the
Mishnah? They're going to have to say that. Mishnah's
like Rabbi
Akiva.
And not like Rabbanan.
Yeah.
So
there, right. No, but there is a kvetch, which they would say. They would say, which is by, I think might be true even, that since it says, so that means that you can do Gilgul Shvuah on her. It's not like the Stam Mishnah, but you say that you do Gilgul Shvuah on her even if she's not Usher, because it's still his wife to a certain extent. It's Miktas Ishto, right? So you would say that that's enough to make her take the Shvuah, but not enough if she was Mizaneh to make her Usher on her husband. You have to fetch out somehow like that. Okay? Says him with make cross in the oven. Amrei Yosef Rabun, said, Af Makos Ein Ba. Again, amazing statement. He says, if a woman who's Yavama is Mizaneh, she doesn't even get flogged for it. Okay? Period. New issue. The Gemara says, is quoting Rabbi Meir in the Mishnah. I think you asked about Rameer last night. Somebody asked me Rameer. Rameer said, what does it mean that you just go ahead? What does it mean that Rameer? We'll see. This is the Yavamis. The Yushalmi is a Limud, which is Lamala Minateva. So therefore, we always have to have at least one person representing us in Shemayim during the Shir to make sure that the Shir is going, so we can have special Siyata Dishmaya. So we send one person of each Shir to Olam HaSol Yornim. The designated Olam HaSol Yornim man. Okay. This is interesting. The mayor said, of course, she has to say, promise she's never going to become tummy. So what if she promises, and in 5 years she's going to be Mizaneh? So when does she drop dead? So I mean, she doesn't drop dead now, because obviously then she wouldn't be Mizaneh 5 years from now, right? So the water, it's interesting, fascinating. Say, remember, the water stays absorbed in her system. They say absorbing resistance to tame, which becomes tame, then the water say, gotcha, and they kill her. So Lumar Freya retroactively from that time. Torah second, so that's my kind of.
Did you do this under the chuppah
or Torah second knows. That's an interesting idea. Torah second knows. Torah second knows is the teira. Of jealousy means it's forever. The parsha of Soyd is forever. There's a word missing here, according to Moshe Shay, Zos. Ain't a isha shoyse of a shoyne. I'm not sure exactly what to make of this, but a woman cannot drink a second time. So, second time, I guess you just divorce. If you do Kenan and see her a second time, you just divorce her
give her a ksuva. So it's not so simple, says Moran. Maybe the Hayd Nechemi Ishkar Sichin as Rabbi Akiva, he testified, named Rabbi Akiva, Yisha Shoysa Vishoyna, she does drink twice. Let me explain. From the same guy, the same adulterer, she doesn't drink twice. Because Mistah, the first time, if she was checked the first time, then there's nothing there, so we don't check her shekel the second time. Mishneh Anoshim, from the two men, Aisha Shoysa Vishoyna, and it's two different episodes. She drinks as many times as she asked him. Chomer Mincha would say, no matter how many people are involved, how many potential adulterers, she drinks twice and more. I remember the old slut Kurkimis. She drank once, twice, thrice. Okay? So from the same guy, three times. Okay? She didn't learn her lesson, obviously.
The husband.
Okay.
Over there. I don't think it was in the Mishnah.
Was it?
No. But you don't give a Gioris to drink the waters. Chachor Milchom says, Mashkin, you do. Monica, what did I tell you about? Now, here, we transpose two lines here. The two lines down below from this and this line. Should say, in begel shenosa bas Yisrael, if it's a girl married a Jewish woman, so kfar ksiv bnei Yisrael v'lo gerim. He's a ger. He's not bnei Yisrael. Not ger. And also, if it's again, we're transposing, in be Yisrael shenosa gerim, if it's a regular Jewish girl married gerim, kfar ksiv, it says ve'via ish es ishto l'kohen, they have to be the same. Ish, isha, so they both have to be JFBs. Okay? So, says the Gemara, the Elokeinu came. The whole Shaila is Beger Shenasa Gioris. What are Ger Mer Gioris? They are equivalent, but they're not Yisrael. What's their status? My Tadra Akiva Kiva says, Bnei Yisrael, Logan, can't drink. My Tadra Rabbanan says, Vamarta Alehem, say to them, it's superfluous. Why don't you say Vamarta? Nei Yisrael. Why does it say Amarta Lehem? Rabbis call because the parsha does everything in the parsha they do as well, games as well. Maksu ba Mishnah, what parsha would say in the parsha? Fishochai Yisrael saw. If a woman lay with her, a man lay with her. Sorry, Shiva saw Osarta. Any woman who is forbidden by having licentious relations, Paala Mekane Umashke. Her husband gave a warning and caused a drink. Now one more drasha here. Nela me'ene isha says it has to be hidden from the eyes of her husband. Prat l'suma, it precludes a blind man. Shein lo einayim, doesn't have eyes. Who's suma? That tells us where he's blind. He's suma. What about if she's blind? Mas nisa, our Mishnah is actually the word doesn't respond. Doesn't give an answer. Just leaves it dangling. Says mas nisa the lo krab Yehudan. This bride, it says here, the Rabbi Yehuda, which should be the low Rabbi Yehuda, according to Matari Teres Yisrael. It's not like Rabbi Yehuda. The poacher we call mitzvahs on Moros of Matari, because Rabbi Yehuda says Suma is exempt from all mitzvahs of Matari, so it's partially exempt from Sota. Why need Me'enai, right? So it must be, it's a special limbo that we need for Suma, and it must be for a blind man, it must be that we don't Pelskin like. That right, Rabbi Yehuda. Hakol Shavu. Everybody agrees. Shein Amas Neima. He can't make conditions on her. Kodem Sheisas. What's going? What happened before she got betrothed? V'lo Mitzvus Kash. What's going to happen after she got divorced? Yisro Lacher. If she was secluded to one person. V'nit Meis. And she became Tomei. V'achar Kach Yichzira. And then he took her back afterwards. Lo yamas neima.
This will acher. Need mes. Ooh, I goofed. Okay, he divorced her. That's the case. Nisra Lacher means he divorced his wife. And then she was secluded with somebody else, and she actually had relations with him. Rachakach Zira, and then he took her back. But that was not part of the Gilgul Shuah. Okay, that's if she was Mizana between two marriages, not per Gilgul Shuah. Because a woman between marriages, even to the same guy, was allowed to be Mizana. She's not allowed to get married to anybody else. Okay, that's the catch. She's licentious, gesundheit, but marry somebody else, no good. Right? Zakal, this here's the principle which is for kosher dibayev loyte yasurlo. Anytime she has a relationship, she doesn't come us her. Loya Masnaimo, you can't take that and make a condition on that. Or maybe that Yana said, based on our Mishnah, Pshita Adam Marichal Kisha Adam Marichal Kinuya. A person warns his wife, you can cancel the warning. That's called Michael is Kinuy. Giresh, once he divorces her, Kamisha Michael. All Kinuy warnings are off because he can't be Makani woman who's not his wife, right? Hechavida, what about the bomb case? Kine lo, v'niz karsho, he was Makani and then he divorced her. V'chzira v'nistor, and then he took her back and she had stira after he took her back the second time. Ite magirish kamisha mocha, we're going to say that divorce is like mechila, tzachnos of pam shnia, it's got to be makter to the second time, right? Ite because Makani lo, is the warn her again. In Tamar Girish Kamisha Lo Machav, because I say the Girish is not a Mechila, it's just that he can't enforce it anymore. Ain't totally close to Pamashinus. He doesn't have to be mocked in her. He doesn't have to give her a Kinoi, same mistake, grammatical error. He doesn't have to give the Kinoi to her another time because it's continued Chris grandfathered in for the first marriage. I will in Kine Lo Venistero. What about he did kinui and stira? There was kinui and stira. V'yadaba, and this husband knew about it. V'yirsha nei divorced her. V'chazer v'yichzir, and then he took her back. V'nistira, and she got secluded again. Shasas v'lo barko so amayim. Do we say if she drinks and the water doesn't check her, she's tohirai? Or she's tohar? As we normally say. What do we say? Since the waters doesn't check, the woman who's usher to him, so it's Mayahi, she's Tommy. Why is this woman usher to him? Because she's a Saita in an unresolved way from the first marriage still. We're talking about a woman who was married, Kinu and Stira, then got divorced, then got remarried the same guy. What heck does he have to remarry her? Her kinui was canceled by his divorce, but not his stira. So therefore, it's possible that in this case we say the waters are not going to check her, right? Waters not going to check her. She was going to remain forbidden to her husband because of the first stira, not because of the second stira, because of the first stira, which is unresolved.
So the marriage is invalid.
What?
Marriage doesn't count.
Mm-hmm. I know, keep in mind that count, but we've been asking that it counts by Chavi Lavin. So certainly here, a Saita is only Chavi Lavin.
Once there's been Kinan Stewart, he's not supposed to...
He's not supposed to live with her anymore, but he can contract marriage with her. Okay? Says more. Oyenoi tells me, Hajjalach, did he finish? Yeah. Hajjalach, maybe. Oyenoi tells me, Chosmito, Kviva Mitzvahs. He took a minchah from within an Egyptian basket, v'nosa l'to klisharis, and put it into a klisharis, a tool of the base of mikdash, v'nois no'ayodem, puts on her hands, v'koyin minich, v'siyodotach, v'siyotachter, and the koyin puts his hands underneath her, v'nifon waves with her. Hainif, he waves, v'higish, and brings the clothes to his back, komatz, he takes out the festival, v'hikter, puts it in his back, v'ashanach, and that gets burnt, v'ashanach, v'koyin, everything else is by the koyin. See, if it says, L'kacha kein mi'ada isho, the kohen takes on the woman. That's minchas haknos. The mincha of the knos, and then he's made of it. This mincha, and he waves it. V'chia yodah meh, v'lo yodah meh, v'lo yodah meh, v'chia yodah meh, does he hold only by his own hand? V'lo yodah meh, doesn't she have to be participating? Ela, mikanchu noit
It must be that he takes the flour out of a weekday vessel. Unless the klisharis puts the klisharis, the kohen meniach his yodo tachpeha, and the kohen puts his hand underneath her, umenifa, and his maniv with her. So that's interesting. The Gemara's response doesn't want to vein a davar kor. It's not nice, right? That's nice, right? So it's actually a shtickle right against shaking women's hands, I think, because it says it's kor to, it doesn't say it's osir. It says it's kor to shake a woman's hands.
Well, maybe it's underneath but not touching.
Oh, so it says you're showing maybe mapa. It brings a
handkerchief.
It's a kor, it's a chatzitza. Says the Mora, maybe kohen zaken, bring kol mats. No, before, as they said, this morning, before Viagra, that's right. So he doesn't have wherewithal, doesn't excite him anymore. I feel the Tamar yelled, and even the says right now, can even be a kid. Shani Yitzhara Motsi Lashah. Yitzhara doesn't exist at this point in time, which is a small, short point in time, because she's going to be dead in a few minutes. That's not my Yitzhara. Says the time Rabbi Chia said, Soita Gidemis, Soita has no arms. One of his brothers, Yerushalmi, in the Bible. So they have Shnei Kohanim Nifia, there are two Kohanim to do for her. Okay, they know the truth, instead of her waving at the Kohanim, two Kohanim do the waving. Amar Yisrael said, B'chasar. All over Shas. Adai Mil Setsu Rabbanan. The final question is a query which Rabbanan ask. Mao Megish, when you do Agashi, you bring the mincha right next to Mizbech. Guvashem mincha, do you put, it does actually have to be the flour and the dough itself, or outside of the keli, or somehow poured next to Mizbech, or a Guvashem keli, can the kli itself be brought close to Mizbech? That suffices. Says the Gemara, Tnufas. We don't actually answer that question. Says the Gemara, Tnufas minayin shekam b'sakoshes. How do we know that we do waving before I bring the mincha close to his mech? Rabbi Yirmi Abishar Epidot said, recite the law. Do we learn out from Sfai? We mervara averus. So maybe its parameters are different than the rest of the Korban and Torah. Says more of the Dabashir, it's the Drush or Chidush, which goes on to make a Chidush, Ein Lamei Amen, we cannot extrapolate from there. Rabbi Barakiya Shamalay Mina Day Lunar from here. This is the title of the Mincha Hakrev sacrifice. Mincha Hakrev is the end of the pasuk. Hechani Tnufa. Where's Tnufa? Where's Tnufa come to the picture? Must be Kfar Korban, Tnufa is already done. So where is Tnufa? Is before you put the stuff on the Zvech. As my Rabbi Elzer said, Tipotim Minocha Shein Atunim Tunis Nufa. Maybe that's that portion of Eagles talking about Korbanos where there is no Tnufa. Therefore, Tnufa is not mentioned. But maybe Tnufa has come second, first Agosha, and then Tnufa. Says the Gemara. I messed it up. Sorry, four lines to the bottom. Rabbi Merchia Shomla Mina, do I learn out from here that Snufa is before Hakrova? How do you learn out? Because it says, those first are Mincha Hakrev. Hechani Snufa. When does Snufa take place? Actually, it's really what I just said. Yeah, Snufa comes first. Okay. Our Rabbi Yossi said, no, maybe Mincha Shem to Snufa. Maybe that part should say about Merchus don't require Snufa. That's what it doesn't tell you when Snufa takes place, and the order is not an impediment. We don't know anything about Menachos that do require Tznufa. So how do we know you do Tznufa before Hagosha? You do wave it before you put it close to his back. Says the Gemara from here. So it says bring it. Rabos Mincha Soyim El Hagosha. Means bring the Mincha Soyim, you have to bring close to his back. V'ikrivo, and it says V'ikrivo El Rabos Mincha Soyim El Hagosha means the Mincha Soyim always bring close to his back. Uksi Basrei Veherim. It says me thereafter, after it says Veveitza, which is Hagosha, it says afterwards Veherim, which is Kmitza. Teichon eat nufa. What happened in the nufa? You got milli from a kosher nufa. Where is nufa? Kvakodma must be nufa comes first. Okay? So, oh no, you are very excited about this. But first it's nufa. You wave it. Then there's harav, then there's hagosha. You bring it close to the mizbeach. And then there's harama. You take up the fistful of flour or dough.
But the tnufa is not mentioned anywhere in this context.
Right. We're just assuming it took place.
By process of elimination.
Right, by process of elimination. Since those two are together, it must have been previous.
Maybe there's no requirement of tnufa.
The truth is, tnufa is not makib by any korban. That's not a makib. But how we know there's... What?
By any
korban? Yeah. Sure. I mean, I'm saying that even though I have no idea if I'm correct. But by korbanos, because I don't know if it's been a korbanos. No. Tzufa, the Gemara says, Shiori mitzvah, and Shiori mitzvah is ma'akin, is a puronus. I forget what the Gemara is, but it's, Gemara says that Tzufa is only Shiori mitzvah. So it's either. So, amen. So, but how we know you do it is actually a good question. Where's it going to be? Tzufa, the Gemara, 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 the fistful, the shiore and the kohanim, and whatever's left over goes to Kohen. Rabbi Bob, Rabbi Mel, and Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Yitzchak, Rabbi Yassim, and they were sitting. Rabbi Bob, Rabbi Yitzchak, Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Yitzchak, he asked in front of him, Mincha Sar, Minayin, Shishir, and Necholim. You know, I might have lied. Maybe we don't know too, if any were specific. All right, we'll have to see. How do you know the Mincha Sar, Mincha Saita, Mincha Soimer, sorry, the Mincha brought of the Oimer brought on Shavuos, you eat the remnant thereof. Says Marmalese, he says, V'lochinam Rabbi Yochum Sher B'Shmo, it's Uxer Shava, Minchas, Minchas, it says Minchas over there by Minchas Soimer, which comes on Shavuos, it says Minchas over here by Soita. Ma Minchas Shinem Alahalan Tmina Soimer, one parallel is that one's a barley, Afkami Soimer, so too here's a barley. And Ma Minchas Soita Shuen Echon, just like by Minchas Soita, the Kohanim eat the remainder of Minchas Oimel, so too by the Menachah part for the Eimel, on the second day of, on the first day of Shavuos, Shein Echolim, it's the remnants can be eaten. Oh, Rabbi Akiva, this is Rabbi Akiva the Amora, not Rabbi Akiva the Tana. Akiva says, mean the Kaimin, as he was standing there, come, Rabbi Abba, Rabbi Amel, God rose him, Rabbi Yirmiyah, and said to Rabbi Yirmiyah, oh, Rabbi so he said, Chameich, Chamis, come see. How this din is floating in the air, meaning it has no basis, anchor, or foundation. Right? How so? How this thing of yours, maybe it's not din, it's hadin, how is it just floating? It's floating on thin air, on thin ice. How do you know the mincha soit itself, that whatever's left over is eaten? Where do you know anything about eating? I say, Rabbi Zirul, Rabbi Yitzchak, Atushaya. About Rabbi Zirul, came to Rabbi Yitzchak, the sneezer. It's actually Atushaya, I mean, I'm sure they say it's a place name, I don't remember, but it actually means a sneezer. We know a lot, he had perennial hay fever. The time they taught him, the chom mincha b'lu av Hashem, it says chom mincha b'lu av Hashem, and ain mincha mixed up with oil. And the price goes on, it says, the pasuk goes on, and it says, v'chareva, and if it's dry also, it goes to b'nei Aaron as a mona. So it's any mincha, moist or dry. Okay? Says the mincha mincha b'lu av Hashem, and monarchy, we're talking about, where it's wheat mixed with oil, kvaru amar, already mentioned previously. We mix up with oil. Sorry, must you tell you about barley mixed up with oil. And that's the carbon or oil. That means that just like that's the Ne'ar and Lamana, so too this is the Ne'ar and Lamana. Carbon or oil goes to Aaron's kids. Right? Says in Bari. Vukhana Maria said, my okay, wait till about imachal charev shalchitim. If it's talking about the dry mincha of chitim, kar amar, I don't remember which one it is, but a dry mincha of chitim, it goes to Kohanim. We know. Anyway, that we know that goes to the Kohanim, right? The ela imenu inya lecharev shalchitim. It's not talking about dry minochas of chitim. It's talking about lecharev shalchitim. Must be going on dry minochas of sorim that they are.
that they're eating. Right. Send the Lord, brother. Thank you. Amar Rabbi Yossi, it's a doubt, but the Korbanei takes out the doubt. Amar Rabbi Yossi said, not true. You can't learn from us. V'bol shalchitin uv'cherev shalchitin on koyomim. We're talking really about the chitim themselves, the korban chitim themselves. Hi, why need all these superfluous phrases? Well, the Torah Chassam is necessary. Because it says, the korban Aaron, that part says, to each one of the members of Antia, each korchim, it should be a brother like brother. And for that we dash, and each cholik avo bishu ba'amum, and each man divides up in those ba'amum, ve'en akotm cholik, and akotm does not divide up a minor, avo bishu tomim, even if he's whole without blemish. Some of this we learn, interesting thing, from Chomichas Aron, B'lov Hashem Chareva, Chomine Aron Tielamona, that means, it's not coming to tell us anything about halachas of carbon Aimer, carbon Zilon Saita, based on extrapolation. No, it's going to tell us, you got to give all these things when you give them to eat to an ish, to a man, not to a minor. Okay, that's all it's going to tell us. Now, the next part of the Gemara, which is a bit tricky, because the Korbanei shifts things around here now. It says, first he brings down Vaido, which is four lines to the bottom. Vaido Amrados, so Tachlis, how do we know all the things we have to do by Korban Omer? So it says, Vaideso, it says, bring it. Lavos Minchas Omer means, it says, by regular Korbanos. Of Minocha says Veveza bring the Rabbis Minchas Omer the Gagosha comes Klum Minchas Omer needs Gagosha Vikriva. It says Vikriva the Rabbis Minchas Soita Lagosha Tell you Minchas Soita also has to have Everyone has Minchas Soimer Veveza the other ones Vikriva. That concludes Minchas Soita. We'll see Minchas Soita. It says by both them Vano says Minah Minchas left over and the Minchas Aron of Varav Kodesh Koshim to Aron and his children. It's only found holy, and that's why that's being in a holy way. Now, going back, Amar Yosef Rabun, Rabbi Yosef Rabun said, you see that? I skipped that. About 10 lines at the bottom. Amar Yosef Rabun, Yosef Rabun says, B'nei Sherim Sotar B'dover Echad Amar B'chol Dvorim. Just because it says one word, V'yeveso, and one word, V'yekriva. That's going on Hagosha and Akrova, and Achila, I guess, as well. How do you know that? El Azkor Azkor, Rabbi Dashim Zereshova. Askar, askar, maskar, shenem, alalan, ashir, and echolim. Just like askar, which it says by regular korb mincha, whatever's left over is eaten. Askar, shenem, rakan, so to this, by these korbanos mincha, shir, and echolim, whatever's left over is eaten. So we don't know, we can't learn out a whole bunch of stuff from the vevesa of the craft, of the kriva, but we can learn it from the gzereshava of askara, askara. Askar, askar is no gzereshava, which is useful and allows us to learn this type of gzereshava that it can be shiareh necholim. So, from veveisa and vikriva, it says we're going to learn out one thing, one limited thing, but we have the extra plus, which allows us to learn other things out. Okay? So we learn out askar, askar from regular mincha that there is achila by carbon oimer. And the rest of the things we learn out from Veveso and Vikriva and various different other permutations of Pesukim, which I'm sure you're going to go home and tell your wives all about. If you give the, according to Rabbanan, you know, I only realized this relatively late in life, like the last cycle of Daf Yomi. According to Rabbanan, you make her drink the waters first, and then you make her bring the carbon. So a lot of times she's standing there with the waters inside her, but she's not convulsing yet. Okay? So actually, first to drink and then sacrifice the mincha. Rabbi Yushimah, first you sacrifice the mincha, which makes more sense to us. It's logically, because then it's the last step in the process. And then we get to watch if she dies. Afterwards, gives the woman the water. The thing is, and the Gemara is going to deal with this, but we'll come back to Monday. The bottom line is, whichever way you do it, it's kosher. So everything was going to ask, so what do we care? Why are we making a big deal out of it? But that's enough for tonight. We'll stop here.